Attention all civilians.
You're listening to TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. TalkZone.com. Welcome to the Travelin' On Radio Show, your premier source for travel news and information, featuring your hosts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick. Now, the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And welcome to the Travelin' On Radio Show. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Tanya Fitzpatrick, and I'm here with my hubby and favorite travel partner, Ian.
Howdy, everyone.
And we're pleased to be back with you today and to share our favorite topic, i.e. travel. On Traveling On, we talk about all things travel, from destinations to the most recent travel regulations, travel scams you should be aware of, great deals, and more. And we have the best of the best on our show to share their insights into a whole host of travel-related information to help you in planning your next trip.
And the most important thing is that this show is for you, so if you have any questions for us or our guest, you can email us at radio@travelinon.com, and we'll answer your questions on the air the following week. Well, speaking of all things travel, we've got a great show for you today. First, we'll be traveling to Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun, and we'll learn about last-minute packages for those of you interested in heading to the Super Bowl and upcoming Cactus League, as baseball spring training will soon be underway in Arizona.
And I think we'll also learn about some of the great parties going on in Phoenix at this time,
absolutely,
too. And then we'll be visited by royalty, an actual king and queen, and it's a surprise, so stay tuned. And then finally, we'll be talking about a really not-so-new travel concept, baby moon vacations.
Ooh, now that's scary for me as a guy, obviously.
Oh, dear. Okay, we'll have this conversation offline. But before we take these journeys, we want to welcome our guest host for the day, Bernadette Walker, to the Traveling On Radio Show. Welcome, Bernadette.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Bernadette Walker. I run a Executive Suite Business Center, downtown D.C.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to have you here today, and I think we're going to have a great show.
Thank you, Bernadette. And remember that you can visit our website, www.travelin-on.com, for a host of travel news, information, and resources. And you can also reach us during the show if you have a question for our guest or for us, for that matter. Call us on the studio line at 301-984-2173 or email us during the week at radio@travelin-on.com. As we mentioned earlier in the teaser to the show, the Super Bowl is just a week away, and this year's game will be played in Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun, at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. We are pleased to have Doug McKenzie, Communications Director for the Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau, who will shed some light on what we can expect before, during, and after the game. Doug, welcome to Traveling On.
Well, good morning, Ian. Welcome from Greater Phoenix.
Well, hey, it's great to hear from you, Doug. We enjoy Arizona. We love the Phoenix area. As Tanya and I were out there last May and had a chance to experience much of the joys and treasures that your area has to offer. As many of our listeners and audience know, Super Bowl 42 will be played in Glendale, Arizona next Sunday, February 3rd, marking the second time the Valley of the Sun has hosted the Super Bowl. What's being done in Greater Phoenix to make this the best Super Bowl ever from a visitor standpoint?
Well, certainly, Ian, the number one attribute that will make this a visitor wonderful retreat is going to be sunshine, first of all. You're going to have good temperatures. You can leave your overcoats and galoshes back east and at home. It's going to be high 60s, early 70s. All the pools will be open. Our spas will be open, golf courses, and lots of fun to be had next weekend.
Well, you know, Doug, I have to interject something. You know what would also make this the best Super Bowl for me? If my San Diego Chargers were in the playoffs.
Well, we're past that, dear. So
I haven't
gotten
New
England
yet,
and
so.
New York. It's not about San Diego anymore.
Doug, when there's a Super Bowl, there are a lot of great parties and activities around the game. The NFL Experience was set up shop in lots of areas around the University of Phoenix Stadium. Can you tell us about that and some of the other parties?
Well, certainly there's going to be really so much to do, including the parties. The NFL Experience is a wonderful family stop that has all sorts of interactive football information, and it's located right next to the University of Phoenix Stadium. There's also the Westgate Complex, which is next to the stadium, which has lots of restaurants, including Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, Fox Sports News, all sorts of fun bars, restaurants, and games for the family. Also, there are going to be different sections of town that will have parties, from fashion shows to night clubbing to our general attractions in the area that include over 200 golf courses. And that week is the FBR Open, the largest golf tournament in the U.S., will be played from all next week through next Sunday, with leading golf leaders playing golf. A wonderful place to stroll, have some food and beverage, and see the golf course right adjacent to the beautiful mountains.
You're listening to Traveling On the Traveling On Radio Network. We're talking to Doug McKenzie from the Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau. Doug, give our listeners more of a feel for the beautiful stadium there in Glendale, the University of Phoenix Stadium. Tanya and I were very fortunate last May to take a tour of the facility from top to bottom. It's truly an impressive facility. It's an architectural wonder designed by Peter Eisenman, who took his inspiration from a barrel cactus of all things. Tell us a little bit about this facility.
It does. It does look like a barrel cactus on the outside. A steel barrel cactus, but nevertheless one. What is so interesting about this stadium is that it's, of course, high-tech, and all of the modern amenities that a stadium would have, including a roof that retracts. But certainly what is unique about this stadium is the field retracts. It's on a set of rollers that will roll completely out of the stadium into an adjacent outside area, so the grass can get the best possible sunshine and look the best for every game. So that's certainly a unique trait of the Phoenix Stadium.
We actually saw that, and I believe, according to my recollection, that it takes about an hour or so to move the whole field in or out. Is that correct, or does it take a little bit longer?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
It's about an hour.
Wow, that's just an amazing feat of architecture, I think.
Doug, one of the things that we noticed when we were out there is that Glendale is a relatively new developing area. It's kind of become an entertainment center for the West Valley area. Give us a sense of some of the things that people will be able to see and do there in the immediate area. You had mentioned about Westgate and all of the restaurants and shops. Have they set up tents and other things like that that'll draw people in?
There will be some tents for food and activities right surrounding the University of Phoenix Stadium, as well as many wonderful restaurants, from Mexican food to Italian to bars with live entertainment. It will be just so much fun and activity going on adjacent to the University of Phoenix Stadium. We're going to spend Friday afternoon and Friday evening there to really get a good feel of it. But in addition to the Glendale, there are so many areas of town where visitors could have fun too. The Kierland Commons in North Phoenix is a wonderful urban mall adjacent to the Kierland Resort where the Patriots are staying. It'll be very difficult to get into the resort because of security, but all of the shops, restaurants, and bars in Kierland Commons will be open, and you may have some sighting of some players there.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Doug. Very exciting. You're listening to the Traveling On Radio Show on the Traveling On Radio Network, where you're traveling enthusiasts, no longer fools, as we were last
you.
Week. Traveling enthusiasts, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick. And when we'll come back, we'll continue talking to Doug about the area of Phoenix and just its rebirth, I think, as a cosmopolitan area. If you have any questions for us, however, in the interim, email us at radio@traveln-on.com, and we'll share your questions on air next week. We'll be back in a moment.